This is the Black Christian News Network One podcast. Here are the top stories you need to know about today. According to Mediate, Senator Raphael Warnock of Georgia, who was a prominent Atlanta preacher before he was elected to the Senate, deleted a tweet on Easter Sunday that drew allegations of heresy and blasphemy. The meaning of Easter is more transcendent than the resurrection of Jesus Christ, Warnock wrote in the tweet posted Sunday morning. Whether you are Christian or not, through a commitment to helping others, we are able to save ourselves. The comment from Warnock, who is still pastor at the Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta, where Martin Luther King Jr. preached, landed the senator in hot water. One Twitter user under the name of Jeff B. responded, "There's literally no variety or denomination of Christianity outside of some guy in a shack somewhere, I don't know, that holds that we believers are saved by anything except the blood of Christ. That's literally the one part that's not up for debate." Popular conservative millennial Ali Beth Stuckey wrote, "I logged on here specifically to respond to this absolutely inane, albeit unsurprising, tweet from narcissistic heretic Raphael Warnock. First of all, there is nothing more transcendent than the resurrection of the God-man, Jesus. Literally, his resurrection transcends our finite conceptions of science and rationality. That the Word became flesh dwelt among us, then was slain for our sins only to conquer death 3 days later." Former Trump lawyer Jenna Ellis blasted Warnock's tweet by saying, "This is a false gospel and heresy. We cannot save ourselves. The absolute truth and only meaning of Easter that matters is the literal physical resurrection of Jesus Christ, and we must accept him as Lord and Savior. Read Romans, Reverend Warnock. You are a false teacher." Warnock received a defense from MSNBC News' Joy Reid before his tweet was deleted. According to Daily Mail, rapper DMX has been admitted to the hospital after reportedly suffering a drug overdose at his home. The 50-year-old rap artist, whose real name is Earl Simmons, is said to be in a vegetative state after purportedly suffering a heart attack brought on by the OD, TMZ reported Saturday. Sources told the tabloid TMX overdosed around 11 p.m. Friday and was rushed to the hospital in White Plains, New York, where he is now in critical care. His exact condition is unclear, but doctors reportedly fear he may not pull through, according to the outlet. One source, however, described the rapper as having some brain activity. DMX, who is considered one of the biggest artists of the 90s and early 2000s rap era, has been known to battle substance abuse and has checked into rehab several times over the years. His last known stint was in October 2019, 10 months after his release from prison, but was seen back on stage just 2 months later. The rapper is not known to have shown any signs of a potential relapse since, and he was photographed at a public event as recently as February. According to International Christian Concern, the U.S.-Nigeria Law Group reports Leah Sharibu as giving birth to her second child while in Boko Haram captivity, both of whom were born in the year 2020. The U.S.-Nigeria Law Group said, "Intelligence received on the status of Leah indicates that she has delivered a second child in captivity. While we have not corroborated this by multiple sources, a usually knowledgeable source indicated that she delivered a second child late last year. This means both children were born in 2020, as the terrorist announced her childbirth earlier in 2020. We're still investigating this." On February 19, 2018 at 5:30 p.m., Boko Haram kidnapped 110 schoolgirls from the Government School Girls Science and Technical College located in northeast Nigeria. After a month of negotiations between the Nigerian government and Boko Haram, 104 out of the 105 girls left alive were released from captivity and returned home to their families. The jihadist militant terrorist group Boko Haram kept one girl, 14-year-old Leah Sharibu, who remains in captivity today due to her refusal to deny Christ and convert to Islam. For the past 3 years, she has been held hostage and deemed a slave for life by her captors. Leah has not been allowed any access to family or friends for the past 3 years. She has likely been forced to learn Islamic rules and Arabic, as the group tries to force her to change to their beliefs. They have also likely used physical torment and mental attacks to try and break her faith in Christ. These kinds of tactics, to include beatings, brainwashing, drugging, and sexual abuse, have been commonly reported from women who have escaped Boko Haram captivity. According to NPR, Rutgers University has become one of the first major universities in the U.S. to require students on campus to get coronavirus vaccines before they start the fall 2021 semester. "We're committed to health and safety for all members of our community, and adding COVID-19 vaccination to our student immunization requirements will help provide a safer and more robust college experience for our students," Rutgers President Jonathan Holloway said in a statement to students on Thursday. Students who are enrolled exclusively in online classes will not be required to be vaccinated, and exemptions will be allowed for medical or religious purposes. But otherwise, all students planning to attend the school in person at any of the three campuses in New Brunswick, Newark, and Camden will have to present proof of vaccination, the university said. According to The Guardian, on Wednesday, a study backed by Boris Johnson's government was accused of gaslighting British minorities by claiming that institutional racism no longer exists in the country. On Thursday, it emerged that Johnson's most senior black advisor had quit his job. According to The Guardian, Samuel Kasumu, Johnson's top advisor on ethnic minorities, handed in his resignation last week and told colleagues about his decision on Wednesday. Kasumu attempted to quit earlier this year, writing in a letter that Johnson's Conservative Party was pursuing politics steeped in division, but he ended up being talked out of leaving until now. Downing Street sources told BBC News that Kasumu's departure was not linked to the findings of Wednesday's government-commissioned report on race, as well as deny the existence of institutional racism. The report also managed to find some upsides to the African slave trade. According to NBC News, the Houston Police Department announced Friday that an accuser had come forward to file a report concerning Deshaun Watson, the 25-year-old quarterback of the Houston Texans, who has been accused by 19 women of sexual assault. The department tweeted a statement, "Today, a complainant filed a report with the Houston Police Department concerning Deshaun Watson. As with any allegation, the Houston Police is now conducting an investigation and will not comment further." More than 20 women have filed civil lawsuits against Watson, including 3 just this past week. But Friday's complaint is the first allegation of criminal conduct against him. Watson has not been charged with criminal wrongdoing, and he has denied the allegations, asserting in a March 16th statement, "I have never treated any woman with anything other than the utmost respect." According to Yahoo News, a federal court issued a temporary restraining order against the company that made Lil Nas X's Satan Shoes released to promote his new song. The Brooklyn company, MSCHF, was ordered to no longer fulfill any orders for the customized Air Max 1970s, which are rumored to contain a drop of human blood in the sole and feature a Nike swoosh despite no official license from the athletics company. The limited run of 666 pairs of sneakers has likely already sold out. The musician himself was not named in the suit. Nike said in a statement, "We do not have a relationship with Lil Nas or MSCHF. Nike did not design or release these shoes, and we do not endorse them." You can read these stories and more at blackchristiannews.com. In closing, remember, God loves you. He always has, and He always will. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, today's a good day to get to know Him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart, and He will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thank you so much for listening, and may God bless your day.